Ketchikan High School's academic decathlon team received a hero's welcome Monday afternoon as they walked up the airport ferry ramp. A crowd of determined well-wishers braved a wind-driven downpour to cheer the K-High team's return from Texas, where they took top honors at the national competition. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
The rain was coming down by the bucketful and sideways because of all the wind. But that didn't deter a big crowd from hanging around outside and waiting for Ketchikan's Academic Decathlon, or ACDC, team to arrive. It's not often, after all, that a small island community in Alaska brings home a first-place national win. This is a big deal. And in Ketchikan, that means bagpipes. Before all the cheering and piping, I caught up with the team at the airport and talked with a few members while we waited in baggage claim. Largum Zuda is a senior this year. He says winning first place in the small schools division is a great way to end his high school career.
It's still kind of settling in that we won. That's pretty freaking amazing that we were able to make history twice, not only win state for the first time in Southeast history, but first Alaskan team to get first place at nationals. That's pretty huge.
Zuda says winning was especially gratifying because they were competing against all the top schools throughout the United States. K-High senior Lydia Sumrall has been with the academic decathlon team 3 years. She says the team has gotten stronger every year, and winning state proved that. Sumrall says they were just happy to be part of the national competition in Frisco, Texas.
I think we went down there not necessarily expecting to win, but knowing that it was possible. And so the fact that we went above and beyond and did win was really incredible for us. Like, it just over the wall happy.
Sumrall says science is her best area, but she enjoys all the objective categories.
The fact that the objective tests have such meticulous right or wrong answers gets me like really driven to study and to know the material. And so whenever I do well on one of those, it's just very fulfilling to know that I got to that deep of a level to know what was going to be on the test.
Sumrall says she hopes Ketchikan's accomplishments this year will inspire other small schools in Alaska. This year was the first year with Academic Decathlon for senior Adrian Ronquillo. He says he heard about the team last year from his cousin.
I saw her working on something in her living room. It was a bunch of guides, and this pertained to Academic Decathlon. And basically, I asked her what it was all about, and she's like, basically, we study for fun. And I was like, why?
So Ronquillo didn't sign up that year, but he was recruited this year by some friends. He studied for fun, and now he's got a national championship medal hanging around his neck. Sitting on the ferry, damp from a brief dash through the rain, team coach Peter Stanton says the national competition experience was intense. But other than making sure the students were where they should be, he didn't have a whole lot to do.
I just had to sit back and watch and hope for the best.
Stanton says they had an inkling by the time of the awards ceremony that they were going to do well.
We knew what our competition was and what other small schools in the nation were closest to us. And we heard, you know, Monmouth Academy from Maine, they got third place. We heard that. Then we heard Da Vinci Academy from Utah. And at that point, I think most all of us realized, wow, we actually did it. You know, if those two took third and second, those were our closest competitors. Yeah. And then they called us up, and it was pretty amazing.
Ketchikan is the first Alaska team to win at nationals. Stanton says a likely contributing factor is that previous state teams to attend that competition were from larger schools. They competed in Division II. Ketchikan is small enough to qualify for Division III. At the same time, though, those kids worked hard, and their success is well-deserved. Just ask all those soaking wet people waiting at the ferry terminal. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.
A-C-D-C! A-C-D-C!